I want you to start by thinking about the top of your head and those little muscles in the skin of your scalp where tension often starts. So think about those little muscles in the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's that wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. Unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tension drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs, just letting all those muscles let go and relax. Now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more, so you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax, and your waist and your main thigh muscles, as you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet and into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy and very lazy. Now as you begin to make yourself so comfortable there, I wonder if you can remember how easily you entered into that trance state before. How good it felt to allow your eyes to close, to concentrate on all that tension, becoming so aware and so in control of your own abilities to go into deep hypnosis. Just allowing that tension to flow away from you as every muscle relaxed, every fiber relaxed, as your mind relaxed too. Just letting go and drifting off as your own subconscious mind accepted the responsibility for guiding your awareness. Down, deep into that comfortable heaviness of arms, of legs, of the whole body, as you discovered that it can be so easy, so pleasant, to allow those feelings to continue, or to deepen even more as you listen to the sound of my voice speaking to you in soothing, relaxing tones. And to remember too that you really do have that ability to relax, to let go completely, and to be totally unconcerned, that there is no need at all for you to be concerned about how much effort it takes to make an effort to try to hear or to understand everything that I say here or don't say there. So much easier to just let go and allow all those things to occur in their own time and in their own way. And I know that you can cooperate with me so well, that you can relax in that way, drifting down to that place inside where all is still, quiet, peaceful, where there is only the sound of my voice and the wisdom that is yours as you become more and more relaxed with that awareness of your own subconscious inner mind. Nothing bothers you, nothing concerns you as you continue to relax, to go deeper than before. Each word that I speak, relaxing you deeper, deeper, deeper. As you continue now to allow your own subconscious to take on more and more of the responsibility for guiding, for directing your awareness. You can be aware too of the sound of my voice speaking to you as before, here, as you relax so completely there. Each word that I speak, just a signal for you to relax, to let go, to drift even deeper now. And you can be aware too of the sounds that surround you, the distant traffic, the sounds in the house, the music in the background, the ticking of a clock perhaps, marking the passing of time, time that can be so pleasant. And even though so little time is needed, the experience of trance can be so enduring and so much value to you. And the subconscious can allow time, time to be however long is useful for you to experience, when a short time can seem such a long time, or a fleeting moment, pleasurable moments, comfortable and safe moments, moments that combine now to continue as you enjoy that experience, aware now even more than before of that inner part of you, deep inside your own mind, where all is truth and all is known. Every experience, every part of you that makes you the unique personality that you are. You in communion with you, the you that is constant, never tells you a lie, gives you good advice, speaking to you now there as I speak here. And I wonder if you can allow that experience to continue now, the same, or to deepen even more as I continue to speak to you. My words drifting, as you drift now with your own thoughts, thoughts that flit like butterflies, a pleasant flash of colour, and then gone, drifting too into comfortable relaxation of mind, relaxation of body, heaviness of arms, of legs, of no concern to you now, safe and secure, there for you when you need them, but for now they can rest. Relax. Relax. In that comfortable place, that haven deep inside, my voice, my words heard but not heard too. Nothing bothers you or disturbs you as you continue now to utilize the power of your own subconscious inner mind to help you now with that problem, that troublesome thing, knowing that here within, there you really do have the answer, the solution. So relax now and ask what you will to help you as I continue to speak to you. In the coming days and weeks, your thoughts will often turn to the considerations of important decisions you have to make, and important problems for which you have not yet found a solution. Even when you're not consciously thinking about these things, your mind will continue to deal with them so that when your attention returns to them once more, you're going to be surprised and delighted at how many potentially useful ideas you're going to be able to come up with. And some of these ideas are even likely to catch you by surprise at times, emerging into your awareness while you're thinking of something else. They might even enter your dreams at night, or you might wake up with some of these new ideas in mind. But regardless of how they make their appearance, they're going to be very helpful and beneficial to you. Of course, you'll always try to make sure that you have sufficient information on which to base any final decision, and you'll always want to check out these new ideas to make sure they're practical, just as you'd check out information from any other source. You'll also continue to be aware that sometimes the best decision is a decision to wait or to secure additional information before acting. But nevertheless, you're going to be surprised and pleased at how much more clearly and creatively you're going to be able to think, and how much more confidently and effectively you're going to be able to deal with the issues and problems which lie before you. Now, while you're pondering those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once upon a time, there were two trees growing by the bank of a river, a tall tree and a small tree. And that small young tree, it knew how to wave and dance in the breeze. It knew how to be very flexible, and when the wind blew, it enjoyed changing its perspective. It enjoyed just dancing and moving, moving and dancing. It would see so many things when it changed its perspective. And that big tree was so inflexible, it used to envy the small tree, but it was a little bit scared of changing its perspective. It was a little bit nervous about it. So one day it asked the small tree, "How do you do that? How do you change the way you see things? Change the way you enjoy things?" And the little tree said, "Well, you must kind of let go, and you just let it happen." And so the next time, when the wind blew, the big tree really wanted to let go, and the little tree said, "You can do it. You can make those changes. No need to be afraid. Your roots go deep down into the ground, and you can have inner stability. Even though you're moving with the winds of change, enjoying the dance, that inner dance of life, and you can allow that to happen all by itself." And that big tree was so happy, feeling its way into a new way of seeing things. Because it had a new way of seeing things, it also had a new way of recalling things, bringing back images when it wanted to recall the dance. And that big tree also learned, as it got more flexible in its behaviour and its perceptions, that what it thought was the horizon was really only a limitation it was placing on itself. And as it danced and swayed and danced, it could see further and further, fields beyond towns, and it could even see the sea in the distance. And it was so happy to have a new way of seeing things, so happy to know that it could recall in a new pleasant way images and pleasant memories. You understand that you have lots to offer, and you can begin to recognize now just how unique your skills are in life, just how much you're able to help people every day. And you do this easily now, already in your current role. You're helping people. And just finding your way into that role is a great achievement in itself. You've proved to yourself in the past that you're more than capable of taking on new projects and seeing them through to the end. Your studying and learning have proved this to you beyond doubt, and you can value that quality in yourself and be proud of your achievements. Just take a moment to really recognize your achievements so far, and allow yourself to reflect on how good that makes you feel. to absorb that feeling of pride. Perhaps the day you passed your exams. Perhaps some other time you've achieved a goal. It's that pride, that sense of completion and satisfaction, which is so important to our well-being in life. When we motivate and achieve our goals, it makes us feel truly happy, truly satisfied and fulfilled. And it's that sense of happiness and satisfaction which helps you enormously towards achieving your new goals. You can hold that feeling as a reminder, as a motivator for the future. And so you choose now to switch your focus, dissolving those negative belief systems which might normally hinder you, and allowing those negative patterns and programs of the past to just dissolve now. And in your mind's eye, you can actually see those belief systems turning to dust. Turning to dust and just blowing away in the winds of time. Becoming part of your past, no longer part of your future. All behind you. And as you release those ties which have bound you, you can be aware now of the inner pleasure you find in moving towards your goals. So that all your efforts become a pleasure. So that all your efforts are coloured with those feelings of satisfaction and achievement. Even as you work towards your goals, the anticipation of success is almost as sweet as the achievement of those goals. And you find it easy to motivate now, as you recognise that even working towards a goal can be a pleasure in itself. Even the anticipation of success is a sweetness all of its own when we are on course, when we are already in the process of making manifest our wishes and desires. Then we feel strong and empowered. And once this is clear to you, once this is understood, then you are so much more willing to embrace those opportunities which present themselves to you, confidently, without doubt. And you know that you can make good decisions about which of these opportunities you choose to pursue, without doubt. And you know that you can make good decisions about which opportunities you choose to pursue, without doubt and with certainty, because you choose to trust your feelings now. You choose to trust yourself, to credit yourself with all the credit that you so rightly deserve, to credit yourself with a recognition that you are able to choose wisely, that you are able to discern that which serves you from that which doesn't. And you know beyond doubt that you can trust your own judgment, trust your own feelings, so that you know when something feels right for you, so that you know without doubt when opportunities arise whether or not they're right for you. And you will trust your decisions with increasing confidence as you find more and more that each decision you make leads you to greater and greater happiness, greater and greater success. And your new sense of certainty will filter out into other areas of your life. Now that you're confident in trusting your feelings, you're able to make those decisions which affect others with just as much discernment as those which affect only you. So you can be confident that those things you choose for yourself will also be chosen for others in mind. This is natural for you. This comes easily for you. You are a person who naturally considers others, but you can appreciate that there must be a balance between the needs of others and the needs of yourself. And your first priority must always be to yourself, because when your needs are met, when you're happy, then ultimately you have more resources available for others. You might decide then that the best way forward is for you to ensure that the things you choose first and foremost for yourself. And in the long run, you can see that this actually is the most selfless act. That in the long term, when you are happy, those around you can feel glad to be in your company. Because when you're happy, you emanate calmness, safety, consistency. And it's nice to be around people when they're relaxed. It's easy to be with people when they're relaxed. And in your newfound centeredness, you find it easy to stick by your decisions, knowing that your choices feel right for you, and that those same choices are the positive way forward to go. That your life is most balanced when you're meeting your own needs, when you're relaxed and calm, and you can understand that those around you will respect that, even if it requires an adjustment, a shift in perspective. And you can recognize too that this is asking for no more than is reasonable when you are honoring yourself by honoring your own feelings, honoring yourself by making those choices which best serve you. Then you can be sure that when those around you understand this, then they will support you in your endeavors. And with this knowledge, with this faith, you can feel relaxed in doing whatever you need to do, safe in the knowledge that you will be loved and supported no matter what. And when there's clear understanding, then there's also clear communication. And so now, with certainty and confidence, you find it easy and natural to remain absolutely calm and centered when communicating with others. And you can understand now that assertiveness doesn't necessarily imply aggression. Assertiveness can be graceful. Assertiveness can be absolutely positive when it's delivered calmly, naturally, and confidently. And you know now that you're able to do this, that you are able to be assertive because it comes from a place of certainty. You're able to do this. You're able to be assertive because it comes from a place of certainty. You're able to simply state your case when you need to, and being in your own power, and those around you will adjust their position accordingly. All of life is like this. Actions and reactions. And you can learn to be assertive without being aggressive. And you'll be surprised by the ease with which your assertiveness is received. Because when you're authentic, when you come from your own centre, then people respond to this. People understand this. You'll find that you can become an inspiration to others. You can become an example, so that you show others how it is to be centred, to be in your power. And you know how positivity can inspire more positivity. How achieving your goals leads you on to greater and greater things. And as you continue to become more and more empowered with every passing moment, then those things which may have been a source of annoyance in the past, those things which were just small irritations, will just simply fall away and will simply cease to be of any concern to you as your sense of control grows stronger every day. Control of your feelings, control of your thoughts. You can just allow those things which you know are unimportant and unworthy of your attention to be just that, unworthy of your attention. Those things which would have been negative irritations for you will simply cease to affect you now. you can just let those negative reactions go, knowing that they no longer serve any useful purpose, as you decide to concentrate only on the positive things in your life. Now your attention becomes filled with a graceful sense of your own centeredness, of that calmness, that beautiful calmness in which everything is easy, free from reactions, free from stress, just calm responses and easy flow. And you're glad to find an easier way. It's easy now. Starting now, more and more, you'll realize that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts, the way you think about situations. And you'll be able to shift your thoughts and the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You'll become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you want them, then you'll work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You'll work to change things that are not the way you want them. But you'll do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, but you'll also be aware that as you become more mature, that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you'll accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realize that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you'll work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. You'll be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. You'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. In a few moments now, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. When I do, you'll awaken feeling calm, happy, relaxed, and motivated. So when you're ready, and you are in complete control, return to full wakefulness and open your eyes.